बोलो लाडली लाल की जय. We'll be singing from Doha number 89 tonight. So let us start with a little bit of Naam Sankirtan and then I'll continue with my explanation. Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 In Doha number 88, we learned from Sri Maharaj Ji, and I also quoted a couple of shlokas of Veda Vyas Ji as well, that knowledge alone is not enough. For that reason, he says that although the Upanishads are great and the knowledge within them is great, in fact, Veda Vyasji himself says, Vedo Narayana Sakshat. Vedas are God. Nishvasitamasya Veda. They are produced from the breath of God. When he exhales, Veda is produced. But it wasn't made by God because Veda is eternal. It goes within God during Mahapralaya and God again manifests it during Srishti or before Srishti. So Veda is great. Veda is so great that it is said, without Vedas you can't know God. So Veda is very important and Upanishads are the essence of the Vedic knowledge. But within the Upanishads, the amount of description of Sri Krishna's leelas is very limited. So Sri Maharaj Ji is telling us that, for instance, if you're hungry, just reading a cookbook about how to make things is not going to satisfy your hunger. Similarly, just getting the knowledge of this is God, okay, this is soul, this is how you're supposed to follow the path to God, knowing the theory is not enough. So then what is the practical part, like eating the food? That's developing love for Sri Krishna through his leelas. So that is why scriptures like the Bhagavatam are so important, because they contain the leelas of Sri Krishna, and by listening to those and by meditating on those, we purify our heart and develop love for Radha and Krishna. Now, we move closer to the Leela descriptions that are coming at the end of this Bhakti Shatak. But before we do so, Maharaji makes a very interesting point in Doha number 89. Here he's describing something that is so great, it's beyond the understanding of jnanis and yogis. The jnanis who attain Brahm, they attain formless God, their experience is very straightforward. At least we can say that. I mean, their experience is also beyond our understanding. But we can understand this much, that they become absorbed in the bliss of formless God, or wo ek sa rehta hai. It's not pratikshana vardhaman. It doesn't go on multiplying and increasing every second. It's just whatever is that unlimited bliss, it stays the same always. That's why they have one kind of samadhi. Whereas in divine love, in prem, in premanand, there are 16 main kinds of samadhi. Just mote taur par, 16. There are other ones within that. So here Maharaji is just giving us a little glimpse into this world. Can we understand? No, not really. We can have a little guess at it from our own devotional experience. However much we're surrendered to God and Guru, we must have experienced something in our Rup Dhyan. So we have some kind of a glimpse into that world, but we don't fully understand it until we become God realized. So Maharaji is saying, Milana Pai Piya Viraha Bhai. Viraha pai nahi chain. Duhuna bhanti asa divya dukh pava rasika dinarain. It's, you know, someone who's never done bhakti to Radha Krishna, never experienced the ras of doing bhakti to them, would read that and think, dukh? What's so great about dukh? Dukh means suffering, ashanti, restlessness, almost you could say unhappiness. Here Maharaji is touting this like it's a great thing. He is saying, look at this premanand. It's so great that the rasic saints, those who have attained the premanand of Shri Krishna, both ways, all the livelong day, they're suffering and only suffering. How are they suffering? Well, there are two states that they could live in. One is Milan with Shri Krishna, when they meet him. One is Viyog of Shri Krishna, when they're separated from him. So, why is there suffering in these states? In Milan, a saint, a rasic saint, experiences unlimited happiness. The amount of anand is limitless and ever increasing. And when they're separated from Shri Krishna, the intensity of the longing to meet him is such that every second feels like millions of years. One time the gopis were talking about how much they miss Shri Krishna, and then at the end of the day when he's been away all day long, and finally he comes back with the cows, and they get to have a brief couple of minutes darshan of him as he passes by their house on the way home from grazing the cows as he heads to his home. So they get such a brief darshan of him that even when their eye blinks during that short darshan, in the time it takes their eye to close and open again, they experience millions of years of viraha. Like their eye just blinked and all of a sudden they're like, what happened? Where did Krishna go? So they were cursing Brahma, saying, what a big mistake he made when he made eyelids. What was he thinking? I only get such a short time to see Krishna when he passes by, and then my eyelid comes in the way and spoils that fraction of a second. Brahma, what were you thinking when you made eyelids? This is not an exaggeration. The gopis aren't like, oh, bada ke nahi bol rahi hain. Jo unka jo anubhav hai, precisely they're telling what they experience. To ab socho, unki virah ki agni kitni tej hogi. To usko dukh kehte hain. It's not really pain. It's not really suffering like in this world. In this world, you can say 24 hours a day, we have real pain and real suffering. Because we're bereft of the love of our divine Radha and Krishna. So there's a constant feeling that something is missing. That constant pinch is like a constant suffering. After meeting Radha and Krishna, there's anand and only anand. So there can never be suffering of any kind. Jushtam yada pashyatyanyamisha masya mahiman mitivita shokaha. Ved tells us, once you meet God, your suffering is finished forever. All kinds of suffering are finished. So there's no material suffering after God realization. There's divine pain, divine suffering. This is what Sri Maharaji is touting. So in viraha, obviously, there's that sense of bechan, right? Like restlessness. When will I meet Krishna again? So why is there that sense of restlessness or that divine dukkh in Milan with Sri Krishna? Because a gopi is enjoying Krishna's association so much. She's thinking, this shouldn't end. He shouldn't disappear. I shouldn't get separated from him. So even while she's enjoying meeting with Sri Krishna, the enjoyment is so much that she's also thinking, Viyog kahin na ho jaye. To wo dukh rehta hai. But that dukh is also so sweet. Just like the dukkh of viraha is considered sweeter than the happiness of milan. Sangam viraho vikalpe vayamiha viraho na sangamastasmat sange sa iha tathaikas tribhuvanam apitanmayam virahe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji says, there's more happiness in separation from Krishna than in meeting Krishna. And that we can never understand until we experience it. Even in the devotional experiences, we can start to understand it. He says, in meeting with Sri Krishna, milan mein, Sri Krishna ek jagah dikhai padte hain. You see Sri Krishna in one place only when you're meeting with him. But when you're separated from him in that intense longing, the whole world, every particle becomes Sri Krishna. So that's even a higher level of anand. So in separation from Sri Krishna, there's more happiness than in meeting with Sri Krishna. And this keeps alternating. Krishna keeps meeting with a gopi and then disappearing, and the gopis looking for him. The rasic saints experience this type of play with Krishna constantly that just goes on multiplying their experience. So, in Milan, there's the sweet divine pain of the fear of getting separated from Sri Krishna. And when you are separated from Sri Krishna, well then there's pain and only pain. But it's divine pain and it's the sweetest happiness you've ever experienced. So this type of thing is beyond the experience and beyond the understanding of jnanis and yogis who are just absorbed in the bliss of formless God. Unko kuch bhi pata nahi hai ye in sari baaton ke baare mein. कुछ भी पता नहीं है. That's why they think, like Uddhav, when he was sent by Shri Krishna, oh Uddhav, because Uddhav was a jnani saint, and Shri Krishna was thinking, he's my friend and advisor, and he's bereft of this experience of divine love. He's just absorbed in my formless aspect. So let me send him to the gopis to get graced. But he had to do it with using some kind of excuse, because otherwise Uddhav would have thought, if Krishna told him, go and surrender to the gopis and learn what they can teach you about God, because they're at a higher level than you, Uddhav wouldn't have accepted it. He would have said, I'm a jnani, I already know Brahm, and these gopis are illiterate village women, what are they going to teach me about God? So Shri Krishna said, go and teach them about Brahm. So that made sense to Uddhav. He went to teach the gopis, but when he was there and he started seeing the gopis, how they were talking about Shri Krishna and their sattvic bhav, and he met Radharani as well, then he started thinking, there's something I'm not understanding here. So this was the type of thing he was able to at least know, that what gopis are experiencing for Shri Krishna is far beyond my experience of formless God. So at that time he surrendered his mind to the gopis, and with their grace he started to experience this as well. So this is a sweet description that I just spent a lot of time unsuccessfully trying to, you know, explain what is the sweetness of this description, but hopefully you get it based on your own experience of your own bhakti to Radha Krishna. You can see the amazing thing that Maharaji is describing in this doha.
जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण राधे 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 जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय राधे मिलन पाय पिय विरह भय विरह पाय नहीं चैन राधे राधे मिलन पाय पिय विरह भय विरह पाय नहीं चैन राधे राधे दुहुन भांति अस दिव्य दुख पाव रसिक दिन रैन राधे राधे दुहुन भांति अस दिव्य दुख पाव रसिक दिन रैन राधे राधे जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण 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 राधे
There's one more doha before Maharaji starts the Leela descriptions, doha number 90. In the Leelas, the Braj Leelas that Maharaji is going to describe, we see in every one of these Leelas a quality of Shri Krishna exhibited. It's called Bhakti Vashya, ya Bhakta Vatsal. Shri Krishna loves his devotees. Shri Krishna is under the spell of the love of his devotees. Shri Krishna is under the control of his devotees. He is dependent to them. This is called being bhakti vashya. He's controlled by the love of his devotees. Such a great quality of Shri Krishna. But here Maharaji is saying in very humble words that when I hear that name of yours, that's one of Krishna's names, Bhakti Vashya, ya Bhakta Vatsal, when I hear that name, I don't feel that confident because I am not your Bhakt yet. I cannot be called a Bhakt. A Bhakt is a true devotee of God. A true devotee's mind never leaves God's lotus feet even for a fraction of a second. None of us can say that. We are all called sadhak. Hum logo mein se ek bhi bhakt shayad nahi hoga. Kam se kam main nahi hoon bhakt. Main sadhak hoon. Sadhak ka matlab hai, main sadhana kar raha hoon. Aur mera sadhya hai, Shri Krishna prem. Mera sadhya hai, Shri Krishna ka bhakt banana. Lekin abhi tak bhakt nahi ban paya. Sadhana kar raha hoon, isliye main sadhak hoon. So this devotee is saying, I'm a sadhak, I'm a spiritual aspirant who's practicing devotion so that I can become a true devotee one day. As of yet, I'm not truly devoted to you because I'm not surrendered to you. So this word bhaktavatsal or bhaktivashya, that doesn't give me much confidence because I'm not a bhakt yet. That's far off. That's in the future. But there is one name of yours that gives me a lot of hope and a lot of confidence. Your name, Adham Udharan. Adham means a fallen, a very lowly person. Adham Udharan. Udharan means to lift up. Shri Krishna lifts up all the fallen souls. There's another very similar name of Shri Krishna's, Patit Pavan. Pavan means one who purifies. So Patit means someone who is impure from uncountable lifetimes of doing sins. We all come in this category. We're all Patit. We're all Adham. All we have to do is admit it. As soon as we admit it, then Shri Krishna lives up to his name. He says, you have admitted that you are Adham, now I become Adham Udharan. You have admitted that you are Patit, then I become Patit Pavan. Now this is a useful guna of Shri Krishna's for us immediately. We can immediately make use of that. All we have to do is become humble and admit that we are fallen souls. Admit that we are all guilty of doing unlimited sins in our unlimited past lives. Dekhiye, Brahm kripa nahi karte, nirakar Brahm. Nirakar Brahm to akarta hai, kuch nahi karta, kyunki unki sari shaktiyan abhyakt hain. तो आप ब्रह्म की उपासना कीजिए उनकी कृपा नहीं मिलेगी अच्छा मैं परमात्मा की उपासना करूंगा ऑलमाइटी गॉड परमात्मा भी कृपा नहीं करते न्याय करते हैं आपने कर्म किया है फल भोगो अच्छा कितने कर्म किया पुण्य और पाप अनंत कर्म किया पुण्य और पाप तो यदि परमात्मा न्याय करते रहें तो पता है आपको पता क्या है अभी आप भगवत प्राप्ति कीजिए तो उसका मतलब है कि आगे कभी कर्म नहीं कर पाएंगे ये अच्छी बात है तो आप कम से कम अपना जो कर्म बंधन है उसको बढ़ाएंगे नहीं और उसमें ऐड नहीं होगा जितना कर्म आपने किया है उतना ही रहेगा और अब आप भोगते जाइए वो खत्म कभी तो हो जाएगा ना नहीं इसको संचित कर्म कहते हैं संचित कर्म हमारा अनंत है क्योंकि अनंत जन्मों में हमने अनंत पुण्य और पाप किया है तो अनंत काल तक अनंत जन्मों में हम भोगते रहेंगे तब भी खत्म नहीं होगा क्योंकि अनंत है अनंत माइनस अनंत बराबर अनंत तो यदि परमात्मा न्याय करें हम कभी अपने कर्म बंधन से मुक्त नहीं हो सकेंगे इसलिए ब्रह्म हमारे काम में नहीं आएंगे परमात्मा हमारे काम में नहीं आएंगे हमको कृपा की जरूरत है तो श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braj aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Gita. Shri Krishna kehte hain ki sare dharmon ko chhodke meri sharan mein aao, tab main kripa karke tumhare sare punya aur paap nasht kar dunga, usko erase kar dunga aur tumko karma bandhan se mukt kar dunga. To ye Shri Krishna, Bhagwan Shri Krishna aisi kripa karte hain. So we need God's grace. If God were to remain as the deliverer of justice, like a grand divine judge, we could never be free from our past actions, because our actions are unlimited in number. So even if we quit performing new karma today, we would still need unlimited more lifetimes to keep undergoing the consequences of our past karma, and even then it would never end. So Shri Krishna says, just accept that you're a fallen soul, accept that you have done all these things, and I will immediately erase all of it and free you from that bondage. So this quality of Shri Krishna, the fact that he graces any fallen soul who comes to him, Maharaj Ji is saying, Ura asha badi jat. When I hear that quality of yours, then I have confidence. Oh, he's graced all the fallen souls, he'll also grace me. So this other quality, that will become useful to us after God realization, when we also become a real bhakt. So we'll sing this doha.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe.
Give books.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe Radhe. Jai Radhe Radhe. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Adham Udharan Naam Suni O आशा बढ़ी जात राधे राधे अधम उधारन नाम सुनी पुर आशा बढ़ी जात राधे राधे भक्ति वश्य सुनी नाम पै मन महा अति डर पात राधे राधे भक्ति वश्य सुनी नाम पै मन महा अति डर पात राधे राधे जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण 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 राधे
Now we come to the final nine, final ten dohas of the Bhakti Shatak. All of these dohas explain the Braj Leelas of Shri Krishna. And all of the knowledge that we've gained in the first 90 dohas help us understand the importance of these Leelas. The way Maharaji explains these Leelas also, it's in that context, how we've been seeing all the way through, he's especially comparing the path of bhakti bhakti, to the path of jnana and yoga and karma, to show, to emphasize the supremacy of bhakti. And he keeps comparing the experience of the bhakta saints, the rasic saints, to the experience of the jnanis and yogis. Although they are also great and they're divine saints, so when we know that, if they're so great, but the experience of gopis and other brajwasis is so much higher than their experience, it tells us what a great thing this is. So in this first lila that Sri Maharaji describes, he says, Kahe khojat brahma ko shruti na richan bharmai. He's talking to the jnanis. Why are you searching in vain for Brahm in all the branches of the Vedas? Yashumati kar ukhala bandhyo dekhau braj mahajai. O jnanis, you are foolishly, see the irony? The jnanis are foolish. Jnanis, you are foolishly chasing Brahm, trying to find Brahm, searching for him in all the branches of Upanishads and Vedas. It's so easy to find him. Just go to Braj, Mother Yashoda has him tied up over there. Paramima mupadesha madriyadvam nigamavane shunitant khedkhinna. A jnani saint is saying to his brothers, oh jnanis, why are you searching in vain, just exhausting the power of your intellect, trying to understand Vedas in the hopes of finding Brahm in there? In other words, discover Brahm with the power of your intellect. He says, khedkhinna, your buddhi will give up long before you will get anywhere near Brahm. Because Brahm is unlimited. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayantyabhisam vishanti tad brahma vijigyasasva taittariyopanishad. Brahm is the one from whom this whole universe came, in whom the universe resides, and into whom it will return during Mahapralaya. How could you understand such a great divine power with your intellect? So, Yashumati Maya has made it easy for us. She has tied up that Brahm. So here Maharaji, and he says, if you don't believe me, go to Braj yourself. Go and see for yourself. So, Maharaji is referencing a lila, a very famous lila, that's described by Vedavyasji in the Bhagavatam. So here Maharaji is also indicating, who's your param adi guru, jnanis? Everything you do is based on what's in Vedas. And who is the one who wrote Vedas? Vedavyas. Your same Vedavyasji has written the Bhagavatam. And in the Bhagavatam, he's told that your Brahm is tied up over there in Braj. You don't believe me? Go and see for yourself. Unki durdasha ho gayi hai. So, in this lila, what happened was, Mother Yashoda one day decided that although she has hundreds and even thousands of servants, because Nanda Baba was the chief of the village, and there were so many people anyway who wanted to be close to Sri Krishna, so they had 900,000 cows, they had a huge haveli, a huge mahal for a house, and all these servants were normally doing everything that needed to be done, such as churning the curd to make butter for Sri Krishna. But today, Mother Yashoda has decided, I want to do it myself. Mujhe manthan karna hai. Mujhe hi makhan nikalna hai apne haathon se, apne lala ke liye. So she just, her heart was overflowing with love, and she said, today she sent all the servants away and she said, I'm going to churn the curd and make butter. So she's churning, but she's not used to it because normally all the servants do it. So today she's the one doing it, and her arms are getting a little tired and she's starting to get sweaty, and the flowers are starting to come out of her braid and it's starting to get loose and her sari is getting a little loose and she's churning away. And just then, Kanha, her Lala, comes running in the room and he's hungry. So he says, he just comes in and he grabs the rope that she's doing manthan with and he just yanks it so she doesn't have a choice. She has to stop. And he jumps in her lap and says, Maya, I'm hungry. Feed me. So she started to nurse him. Kanha is now drinking milk and he's happy. He's happily drinking. This is what he wanted, his mother's love and his mother's milk. But just then, she remembered, oh, I put milk on to boil on the stove. And she heard it start to boil over. And it was for Shri Krishna also. She was heating some milk for him. So just as she realized it's boiling over, she abruptly took him and put him down and ran to get the milk. Now that did not go over well with little Lala. He was happily nursing in his mother's arms, feeling so loved. And then just abruptly he was yanked away and put down and she ran off. He has no idea that she's doing it in seva to him. So he got angry. And to show his anger, he found, see, she was churning in the big pot. There was a lot of curd. And over here there was a mortar and pestle for grinding spices. He picked up that big stone thing and he smashed that curd pot to bits. And the curd ran everywhere. And then he stomped out. Stomped out in anger, but also in fear. You know, when in anger you do something like that, it feels good, and then the second later, you start thinking about getting caught, right? So he was still angry, but he was also afraid of getting caught, so he snuck out of there, and he went to the neighbor's house. And at the neighbor's house, he found some butter, and he grabbed that pot of butter, and he went outside, and there was an overturned ukal, and he stood on top of that and he ate to his belt till his belly was full, and even then tab bhi krodh shant nahi hua unka. So he said, I can't eat anymore, I'll feed this butter to the monkeys. So he's feeding it to the monkeys. Now in the meantime, Maya comes in from the next room. She comes back in and she sees Kanha's kartuti. She knows that, oh boy, he's really outdone himself today. So, Maya ko bhi krodh aa gaya. Ki, how dare he? I was working so hard to make this butter. And, oh, today I'm not going to let him get away with this. So she's decided, I'm going to find him and I'm going to punish him. I can't let him. If I keep letting him get away with this kind of shaitani, so he'll grow up to be a daku. So she goes in search of him. And she sees him from afar, standing on that ukal and looking angrily, you know, like he's doing this out of spite. He's feeding the butter to the monkeys. But he's also looking around that mother may come. So he's looking all around. Charon aur dekh raha hai ki pakad na jaun. So Maya comes from directly behind him. And she gets standing right behind him. She's just standing like this. All of a sudden, Kanha realizes. So he drops that pot of butter and takes off running. He's thinking, I do not want to get caught. Look, the look in mother's eye, I can tell she's ready to punish me today. So he lit out running as fast as he could. But today, mother has decided that I cannot let him get away with this. I don't care how fast he runs or how far he runs. I'm going to catch him and I'm going to punish him. So she started chasing him. And she's chasing him all around. Now look at the scene. Brahm is being chased by his devotee. And he's running literally for his life. He's thinking, like, if I get caught, I'm in big trouble. And Maiya, who's actually quite elderly, she was elderly when Krishna was born to her, she's running after him for a while, but she's starting to get tired. And she's sweating, and now her braid has totally come out, her hair is loose, the flowers are falling out of it, her bangles are jingling, and her kinkini is jingling, and she's starting to slow down. So Kanha looks behind and he realizes, oh, Maiya is getting tired. So then, unko daya aa gayi. He felt that, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this to her. So he slowed down until finally she was able to grab him and catch him. Maiya didn't know that he slowed down, but he let himself get caught by his devotee. So now he's been caught. And mother is at first, she's like, okay. She picks up a santi, a stick, and she's threatening. Like, Kanha, today you've really done it. I'm going to get you with this stick. Kanha starts crying, bawling his eyes out. Oh, mother, please, oh no. And tears are streaming down his face. His lip is quivering. His chin is quivering. And he's wiping the tears. So now the kajal that his mother puts on his eyes, that's streaming down his cheeks, and he's smearing it. So the vision of Brahm in front of his devotee, trembling, crying, with kajal smeared all over his face, is one that gyanis would never get to see, right? Only a bhakt would get to see this. Bhagwan ki kitni durdasha ho gayi aaj. So Kripaluji Maharaj is saying, oh gyanis, you know that Brahm who is praised so highly by the Vedas? You should go and see his state today in Braj. Look at the state he's been reduced to in front of his devotee. So Maiya ko bhi daya aagi. Maiya is thinking that, okay, this is a little too harsh. You know, I've made him cry. So she throws away the stick. But she says, I can't let him go completely without any punishment. He has to learn from this. So she decides, I'm going to tie him up to the ukal. She brings some rope, enough rope to tie up little Kanha. He's so small. He's so young. She brings some rope and brings him over to the big pot, the big ukal, and brings it around from behind, but it ends up being that much too short. So she calls the servants and says, bring more rope. So she ties more rope on. And even though she doubled the length of the rope, it still ended up being that much too short. She's like, oh, couldn't tie it. Bring more rope. She brought all the rope in the house. And every time it ended up being this much too short. So think about the situation. Brahm is unlimited. Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim. Pashyami Vishveshwar Vishwarupa. Gita. Arjuna is saying to Shri Krishna, you are Vishwarup, the whole universe is you. You're omnipresent. Everywhere I look, I see no beginning, no end, no middle to you. You just go on forever and ever. That Brahm, Mother Yashoda is trying to tie up with a little rope. All the rope in the house wasn't enough. All the rope in all of Braj wasn't enough. They brought all the rope. And she kept adding it on and adding it on, and it still wasn't enough to tie him up. So then, she's, and gopis are also now watching this whole scene and giggling. So Maiya is like feeling embarrassed, and then she's also thinking, like, who is this? Which Kanha didn't want, right? If Krishna's devotee, whether it be one of the Gwalbals, who think of him as a friend, or Mother Yashoda, who think of him as their own son, or one of the gopis, he doesn't want them to think of him as God. If they think of him as God, then all the ras in the Leela is gone. Then they'll stand back and say, Sahasra Shirkha Purukha Sahasraksha Sahasrapata. They'll recite Vedic mantras in praise of him, saying, oh, you've got thousands of arms, thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, you're so great. There's no ras in that. So Shri Krishna realized, okay, mother's starting to look at me like that, like, who is this boy? So then he allowed himself to be tied up. Finally, the rope was long enough, Kanha was tied up, and mother was now quite tired, so she went in the house. And at that time, the rest of the Leela goes on, that Krishna took the opportunity to free the two sons of Kuber, who had been cursed by Naradji to be in the form of two Yamalarjun trees. So he dragged that ukhal and knocked over those two trees and freed them. But there's not that part of the Leela, that's fine. The real ras in the Leela that bhakt rasik saints like to think about is Shri Krishna getting chased and tied up by Mother Yashoda. So this Leela demonstrates that bhakti vashya quality of Shri Krishna, that even though his power is unlimited, his size is unlimited, he is absolutely supreme, yet the little Mother Yashoda was able to tie him up, threaten him, scare him, because Shri Krishna gets rid of his bhagavata in front of his devotees and becomes, under the spell of their love, he becomes just a little boy in his mother's arms who desires her love and affection and approval just like any little boy does. And this is the sweetness of those Braj Leelas. So, O Gyani saints, stop stressing your mind, trying to use the power of your intellect to find Brahm. Just go to Braj. Mother Yashoda has already done the work for you. She's got your Brahm tied up. Go and see him for yourself. Although the Gyanis are not yet qualified to even see Shri Krishna because they haven't surrendered to a rasik saint. So they would have to do like Uddhav. They would have to surrender to a gopi saint or any rasik saint, and with their grace, then they could see Shri Krishna like that. But for them, it's no problem. They've already purified their heart. It's just a matter of desiring that grace of the rasik saint, and then they can also become qualified to see Shri Krishna. Now we'll sing this Doha number 91.
Jai Radhe Krishna Radhe 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 Krishna Radhe. 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 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Kahe Kho. जात ब्रह्म को श्रुति नरिचन भरमाय राधे राधे काहे खोजत ब्रह्म को श्रुति नरिचन भरमाय राधे राधे यशुमति कर उखल बंध्यो देखहु ब्रज महजाय राधे राधे यशुमति कर उखल बंध्यो देखहु ब्रज महजाय राधे राधे जय राधे कृष्ण राधे 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 कृष्ण 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 राधे
बोलो श्री राधा कृष्ण भगवान की।